Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Emor. Tavshin Pei Beis. I learned Shmei Sos first from Esther Tila Bas Ariel Zipporah. But so Shchai, so I'll also learn Shmei Sos, my wife's grandmother, who's Yartzei this week. Shein the Bas of Yoistish. All the Torah Shabbos for Shlema and for Nili Nishma Sa. Rav Moshe Shturmbach, in the opening Pasuk to our Parshas Emor al Kohanim. Pasuk says, the double Lashon Emor v'amarta, Rashi picks up on him and says, from Chazal, lahaz the gedolim al ketanim. Make sure that the gedolim tell the ketanim they have to be careful not to have tumas meis. Says Rav Moshe Shturmbach, we have to understand there's a very big lesson in chinuch, a very big lesson in our lives. That there's sometimes in life, you gotta be able to be strong. And sometimes in life, you gotta be able to know when to be calm and kind and caring. But to be able to know, to have to live that balanced life. The way you talk to older people, not the way you talk to younger people. I know my own students, the way you talk to an 8th grade boy is different than the way you talk to an 8th grade girl. But you have to talk to where they're at. Emor al kohanim. Emor v'amarta. L'hazir gadol ma'al ketam means, Pashup shad, you have to make sure that Thomas Mace, Talikhtan, but also says Rav Moshe Shturmbach, a very big lesson in speech, in our power of our words, but to when to talk to the gedolim, when you're talking to a katan. And sometimes you're talking to a katan who's a gadol. Sometimes you're talking to a gadol who's a katan. Right? At the end of the day, you can't define the color of this of their hair, or the lack of the hair based. Everything is determined on their own matzav, their own situation. I remember seeing a from Rav Shlomo Feifel last week's parsha. We talked about the mitzvah of tochacha, of rebuke. And someone once said something to Rav Feifel that rubbed him the wrong way. And 3 years later, Rav Shlomo Feifel said something to him. He said, you know, that day, and the student was so embarrassed. And he said, Rebbe, I don't understand. Why didn't you tell me then? He said, because before I told you this tochacha, I need you to know how much I love you. I needed you to know how much I cared for you. And at the time, I don't know if I gave that over yet. Now I feel after 3 years that you feel the love. Now I can be able to give you my real honest truth of what happened 3 years later. To be able to know what each situation brings. To be able to know how, when, how, and why, and where. To give each situation its own specific, unique perspective, and that'll lead to the right things coming out of our mouths. Beautiful idea from Rav Moshe Shturmbach and the koyach of our meal and koyach of our actions. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us in the Beis Yisrael of Ger, the son of their Emes, the Ger Rebbe. Chaf Alf Yud, still in Rishim. Now, Kohen Hagodah Me'achav Yashay Yitzchak Arosh Hashem and Hamishchem Milei Esayod Lubach Shesbegon Masrosh Lo'ifrav Yudav Lo'ifrom. Kohen Gadol comes from the brotherhood, from the Kohanim. He should be able to get anointed with the Shem and Hamishcha. But he had where the clothes, he shouldn't rip anything on his head, and he shouldn't rip in his clothing. Hakohen Hagodah Me'achav, says the Ger Rebbe, Kol Gedaluso Baalo, all his gadlus came from Me'achav. Mikoach kedushasam shal Yisrael. It came from one being connected to other Yidden. Koach didn't come from himself. It also came because he cared for other Jews. Right? Aron HaKohen. The mission says in Pirkei Avos Aleph Yud Beis. Have me tamil she Aron HaKohen. You have to be an Talmid of Aron. Oh, the Sabrus from the Karmel Torah. To be able to love and care. Says the Tefer Shema. We said it last week. Me'eda o me'eis adas b'nei Yisrael yikach. The whole Indian of bringing of the divine carbonos had to come from b'nei Yisrael. What's me'eis adas b'nei Yisrael? So says the Tefer Shlomo, is that a person gets kedusha by being connected to the tzaddikim, being connected to Klal Yisrael, right? The Gemara tells us that sotel amheim abeis ha'aron noseis nosef. The aron carried those who carried it. Says the Tefer Shlomo, the koach of Jews, the koach of the kohen gadol came from the koach of Klal Yisrael. Kohen Gadol was the representative of the Jewish nation when they went in on the Kodesh Kadoshim. But he got his Kedusha from his brothers, from his sisters. He got his Kedusha. He wasn't just chosen Kohen Gadol because he came from a Rebbeisha family. He came because he cared for every single Yid. He cared because the Kedusha came from every single Yid. And I thought that to Tefer Shema is exactly this basis as well. Kohen Gadol, Me'echov. What's the Me'echov doing there? Could you say Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol Me'echav. How did he become Kohen Gadol Me'echav? Because he cares about his brother. What an incredible instance, especially today's Daf Yomi. Rabbi Akiva's student died. It's no longer Kavod Zelazek because they didn't care about each other. Sviyas Oimer, Rabbi Kohn, Shlita, my Rebbe, he was saying a Torah from the Rosh Yeshiva of KBY, Rav Golvicht, Zatzara. He's an incredible insight. The Rav Simon brings it down. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Shnaim Shiyosh Me'em Enim Dibre Torah, Harzeh Moshe Leitz. Two people that are sitting and they're not learning. That's considered scoffers. So what, that Pashup Shaz, they're not learning Torah. Says Rav Chaim, the prime stuman of the Vilna Gaon. He says, I mean, they're both learning, but what's going on? They're both focused on each other, on their own learning. They're not focused on each other. They're not. There's no dialogue. There's no care. There's no me'echav there. And I saw it from Marsha and from other from Maral that they didn't want to share the Torah. They didn't want to share their Torah with each other. They shared the Torah with themselves. To be a leader, to be a Kohen Gadol, to be a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva and of Yerucha Moshe, and as a whole Indian, why they died, because they had to give over the Mesorah of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Kiva's students didn't understand the Mesorah, what it means to be Me'echav. The Torah's got to lead you to a softer heart, a kinder heart, to more Achdus and more Midas. When incredible insight from the Tefer Shlomo, from the Beis Yisrael and the Tefer Shlomo, and from the Gemara Yevamos, and Rabbi Yerucha Moshe Olson's beautiful ideas, Chaim Balazhin. Moving on to Din number 3. Din number 3 comes to the Baal Zayin. About Sinai, we haven't quoted in a long time. Rabbi Avram Dover, Ma'avrich, that Sinai is just at his kever a few months ago, but right before Hanukkah, Neret Yisrael in Tzfat, he's buried right next to the Baal Shit by Yosef Cairo, and the Baal Shit, the Klechadoidi, Rosh Hashanah, it's Kvaldik. Namish is very important to Tavim by his kever. Chav Beis Beis, Dalber Al Aaron, Al Bnei Yisrael, Dal Manav, tell Aaron and his children, the Nazru Mikachi Bnei Yisrael, Yelo Yichalashim Kachi Ashirahim, Akdishim Ni'ani Hashem. That they shouldn't Mechal my name, you should sanctify me. Says Rashi from Chazal, Yiparshu min hakachim mimei tumasim. They shouldn't come to be able to bring their kachim, the holy sacrifices, the holy of the holies, when they're impure. Says the Baal Zayin, Gidulas hakohanim v'nazru miloshen nezer v'atar. How do they become so great and so distinct? V'nazru means separate. Einim b'schus ha'atzmah, not themselves. El mikachim b'nei Yisrael, mikocham b'shal Yisrael, v'chalil lachshu asher heim magdab nagdishim li. For them not to be able to think that it came from me, no. It's because the Koyach of Klai, so similar to idea, but the Baal Zayin focuses on the Anivas. That the Kohen not just focuses on his Achdus, but he focuses on the Anivas. Rabbi Nuas from Miami Beach quoted a toy from the Belzer Rebbe that the Avas Yisrael stems from Anova. Because at the end of the day, you don't want to share your Torah with other people when you're focused on yourself. Says the Baal Zayin, Minozru, you want to be separate? Gevaldik, Mikotch ben Yisrael. He comes to being connected to Klai Yisrael, making sure they don't say, hey, Makdishim li Hashem, oh, look at me, I'm being Mekadosh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Indian of Anova is the whole Indian of Sirius Oimer. We said, Kedush HaSleif from last week, Moshe Kiba Torah Misina, Moshe got the Torah from Sina. No, he got it from Hashem. Because he learned the Torah Midah of Anova. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains, the Gemara and the Medrash. But what about the Rav Tzadok? We say this in the kind of Torah every day. V'nafshi kofil kolti, b'dem p'sach l'bi b'sor sacha. Hashem, make my heart like dust. Then p'sach l'bi b'sor sacha. Then you could, Hashem, the Torah can be opened. The Gemara in Tainus, Dav Zayin, the whole union of the water going down, when I believe it was one of the Tanaim, I'm not sure. The Torah, just like the water goes down from that, so too Torah only goes to someone who, and it could penetrate a lot of people, but when it could move, it could transform only someone who's humble. Only someone has the mid of Anivus, only is Moshe Rabbeinu on their own level. When incredible insight for the Baal Zayin, when the Kiddush Slavi, Rav Tzadok, Gemara in Tainus, moving on to Gemara 4. The end of Gemara 4 comes from Yisnach Moshe. Yisnach Moshe, great, great stuff. Chof Bez Lamed. Bayom Ahu Yeachel Lo Sosir Men Ar Boker Ani Hashem. Make sure when you bring these different carbonos, specifically, it shouldn't be any no star, can't have any leftovers, anything left over in the next morning. Bayom Ahu Lo Yechel. Lo Bal Hazir Ela Shetei Shechita Amanas Kein Shem Nikol Allah Zman Achila Kfar Ksiv. At the end of the day, you have to make sure Rashi says to be able to eat at the proper time. But says Yisnach Moshe, what's this Bayom Ahu? What's Bayom Ahu on this day? Says by Yomahu, says the Yismach Moshe, Al Tidigal Dagos Machar. A person has to be so careful not to be worried about tomorrow. El Bitchu Bashem, Fich by Yomahu Yachel. Shahu Omer Manoich Lamachar is a Mitanimuna. Someone is always constantly worrying about tomorrow or the next final. Not saying you can't prepare, and not saying you can't work and you can't regulate, but constantly worrying about this is going to happen. That's, a person's got to live in the moment. We got a person got to learn more. Like Rabbi Goldberg always likes to say from the Baal Shem Tov, Vavaratem Mehira. Right, he said this in Shema. Avaratem, what do we have to lose? The Mehera. We have to, they're always constantly on the move. Constantly here, constantly there. But if you're constantly thinking about others, you know where you're not? You're not present. You're not in the moment. This is Rabbi Nachman 101. I ain't Torah, I ain't Reish Bez. Hayom in Bekol Sashmo, Tilam 95, Psalms 95. That Klal Goda Bavaros Hashem, says Rabbi Nachman, Tzchus Yogan Aleinu, Shalo Yosin Eina Elkin in Be'osa Hayom. Whether it comes to parnasa, whether it comes to think about your friends, think about what's going on right today. About when a person's going to start thinking about what they're going to do for the next week or the next month, and this and that, that's going to be very heavy. I don't know what's going to be. But at the end of the day, you take it one day at a time. That's why if you look at L'chun Rana now, this is the chapter we start with Shabbos. How am I going to get the kids to bed tonight? How am I going to do it tomorrow? Hayom in Mikol Sashmo. It's actually in the first words of Kabbalah Shabbos. Hayomi Mikol Sushma, Torah Ayan Rage Bays. Look it up, it's so beautiful. Rabbi Nachman tells us. Bayomahu. Take it one step at a time, one day at a time. In Yubsir Soimer, one day at a time. You can't get to 50. You can't get to 49 without going one step at a time. One incredible lesson about the staying in the moment. Highly recommend Dr. Benji's incredible sefer about mindfulness, living in the presence, really focusing on controlling your thoughts, controlling your whole inyan, your whole essence, taking things one step at a time. He gives a beautiful practical lessons what it means to be mindful and present and engaged, not constantly worrying about the future. Incredible. What a Torah from Yisach Moshe, Nachman, the doctor of Dr. Benji. Moving on to D number 5. D number 5 comes from the Kozhik Lab Rabbi, the Eretz Tzvi. Eretz Tzvi, Rav Avraham Tzvi Frumer, was the last Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. My wife's grandfather learned by him before the war. Svarta Lechem, Merchas Shabbos, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, Chav Gimel, Tazvav Tazayin. You have to count 50 days. Says Tosos, says the Rosh, we only count 49 days. So the Kozhik Lover quotes the Chidush Arim, who says, you know, the Gemara tells the Rosh Hashanah Chav Alf, Amad Beis, 21b, that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world. 50 gates of understanding, 50 gates of Koyach of Torah. And he gave them all to Moshe except for one. We only gave him 49. What? Says the Chedushim, Peshe Kulam Nitnu L'Moshe, really he gave him everything. But what happened? Says the Chedushim, yeah, Moshe only got 50, but we didn't get. We only got 49. Says the Kozhik Lover, it's the same thing by us. When we count, we're doing our best. But at the end of the day, we don't count to 50. As Yodin Sha'adai lo nichnas klal. You count 50, then you feel like you're done. You feel like you're done. Mila yev shalos parot. The atom mashe ain't so from next of kesvira. Our counting on the 50th day is not counting. Umarim zeh shemargishim sha'adai lo nichnas klum. Ki zeh atmu sharnon. You know what the 50th level is? To realize that we're not. We're just getting started. Someone will feel like they're at the 50th level. At the end of the day, they feel like they're done. You don't need a yirishka. Like someone came once came to the Kotzker and said, I finished off Shas. What should I do? Said someone who says that you're done with the Gemara, you're done with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, no, you didn't even start. Says the Kozhik Lover, Tisbech Hamishim Yom, why should he count 50? You don't count 50, you count 49. We dafka don't count 49, but we count the 50th day by not counting. Ki ze atzmahu shar nun. The fact that Mashi ain't so from Nechshev Kesfir, says the Kozhik Lover, by us not counting is dafka us counting as well. And this is exactly what Ibn Nachman 101 when it comes to realizing that we don't, that Leida Shelo Yada, we know that we don't know. We know that we don't know. And we're always trying to start new, like Rabbi Lenoam Aymach says, Pischuli Shari Tzedek, Avavam Akodaka. We always feel like we're in the Pischuli Shari Tzedek. When you feel like you're at the beginning, that Avavam Akodaka, Zedek Hadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be here. I want to help Mirzov. He wants to, he's starting again. He's starting a fresh week. Gavat. We always have to have, we have to realize we're never done. We're always starting again. Rabbi Nachman talks about all the time. A person throughout the day always has to have his chachas. Don't wait for tomorrow to start. Start fresh right now. Start fresh right now. Always starting fresh is chachas. Once you feel like you're 50, then you're done. That's not the whole Torah. Svarta chavtispru chamishim yom. We only count 49 to realize that we're just. We count by not counting to realize that we're never done in our Yiddishkeit. Let's review these five ideas. Start off from Rav Moshe Sturmach, Tam Badas. Sometimes you have to be able to be strong. You have to know how to talk to the gadol. You have to know how to talk to the katan. Katan and the gadol. We have to know where those people are at. Where they're at. Rosh Hashanah had that maisa that someone said, you know, something inappropriate for 3 years. He didn't say it. Then he only said something. He said, why? Because first I need you to know how much I love you. How much I love you. Then I could be able to. We have to know everyone's perspective and each little thing. Like they say, Rav Soloveitchik sometimes had the same question and different answers to different people. You have to know the person asking the question. The second idea, the Beis Yisrael, of Ger, HaKoyen HaGodom Me'echav, Chav Alf Yod, Kodin came for the brothers. What does that mean for the brothers? Because he only got his koyach of being a kodol, Me'echav, from his brothers, because he cared about every Yid, because he knew who he was. He wasn't going to become a Baal Gai, but Tiferet Shlomo says the same idea by when the Kohen Gadol would go into Kodesh Kedoshim, Me'ez Kodas Ben Yisrael, that he came in representing every single Jew, Tezayin Hei, Me'ez Adas Ben Yisrael, Adas says the Tiferet Shlomo's version of Das, of connection. Right, Adam Yodo, Schava the Baltani says Das is a lashon of Chibur. Is at the end of the day, the Kohen Gadol becomes a Kohen Gadol because of the Me'echav, because he cares about every single Yid. Basayin has a similar idea. Chav Beis, but we took a different lesson. Rabbi Nazir Mikadosh Bnei Yisrael, they separate themselves Mikadosh Bnei Yisrael. How do you become an Nazir? How do you become, excuse me, separate from Klal Yisrael? It's at the end of the day because your ability to be able to realize Mikachib in Eisrael. I'm only the status of Kohen Gadol because of my ability to be Mikachib, came from the holiness of Klal Yisrael. And that was the Indian we say from the Ketush Levi. We have Tzadik, a person can only be Mikabat Torah once you have the Midah, Vanova, the Gemara, and Tanis, the water of flows from top to bottom. So too, Torah can only affect and transform and penetrate our holes, our holy neshamas, when we have the Midah, Vanova, the fourth of the Yismach, Moshe, Bayom Ahu, and Chavbez Lamed, where I told the mitzvah of Noisa, not having any leftovers for the morning. Bayom Ahu, what's Bayom Ahu doing there? One day at a time, one step at a time. Don't worry. Someone who starts worrying about me, Tanei Emunah, the Yisrael Moshe says, you're Tanei Emunah, the Lashon Rashi being done, Parshas Noach. Person has to do one step at a time, like Menachem says, Vayom Ahu, Im Kolish, Vayom Ahu, Netilim 95, Vayom Ahu, one step at a time. That's how we begin our Shabbos. One step at a time, one thing at a time. It's that whole essence of Sphere. So I'm finally, the fifth and final idea, we said from the Eretz Tzvi, Tisbruch HaMishim Yom, Chav Gimel Tav Zayim, we count 50 days. So we know that the world was created 50, and Moshe Rabbeinu maybe knew Sharon, but we don't know if we 50. Dafka, we count, says the Kosher Klever, we count by not counting. We count by not counting, because we're never done. That we count, if we would count them, we would say, oh, we're done with this mitzvah. No, we go into Shavuos to realize that we're done, we're never done. And that's the whole idea, what it means to be a Yid. What it means to be a Yid is, like the Kotzker said, that guy who said for the Shas, I'm not done, you're never done, you're done with Shas. Someone who feels like that is a Baal Gaiva. Chas Hashem, we're never done. That's the whole idea we said. A person always, Regi says in the Kutcha Shoshana, in the back of the Noam HaMelech, a person always feels like they're opening gates. Pizchli Shari Tzedek, Avavah Monaka, then Hashem says, I want to be there. Rabbi Nachman says, he's chachos all the time. You don't have to wait for tomorrow to start again. Every single minute, every single day, to do our best to start fresh. We should be zochah b'ezras Hashem to know every situation, to be able to analyze every situation in its own specific cases, and to be able to understand b'ezras Hashem Yisbarach that our Kedusha comes from our connection to every single year, especially during Sfiras Omer, the Midah, Vanova, to be able to take it one step at a time, one thing at a time, to be in the moment, to have mindfulness, to never feel like we're done in our avodas Hashem, always starting fresh.